For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon plans to deliver his annual State of the State address on January 21st. The governor outlines his legislative priorities during the speech and also releases his state budget proposal. Nixon plans to make his remarks at 7 p.m. to a joint session of the House and Senate. The Democratic governor already has outlined some of his priorities for the 2014 session. Those include more funding for public school districts and higher education, an expansion of the state Medicaid health care program to cover more low-income adults, and an overhaul of the state's tax credit programs. Republican legislative leaders have said a Medicaid expansion is unlikely. They also have disagreed with Nixon's administration on the amount of money expected to be available for next year's budget. The National Blue Ways system is being dissolved amid opposition from property owners and lawmakers who feared the conservation recognition program would lead to increased regulation and land seizures. U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell announced today that the Connecticut River Blue Way would retain its designation as a National Blue Way, but that there would be no such further designations. Jewell's statement about the decision was obtained by the Associated Press ahead of its wider release. The voluntary program was created in 2012 by President Barack Obama to encourage conservation, though it didn't include any new regulations. Only two waterways were designated as National Blue Ways, but the White River, which runs through parts of Missouri and Arkansas, was removed in July after lawmakers and property owners voiced concerns about the program. Two longtime leaders of the Missouri Soybean Association are out of jobs as part of a shakeup at the prominent agricultural group. The changes come after an audit of how the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council managed millions of dollars collected annually from farmers for marketing and research on soybeans. Longtime executive director Dale Ludwig and Fields Service Manager J.P. Dunn both resigned under pressure December 19th. They deny any wrongdoing. Ludwig told the Associated Press that concerns were raised during the auditing process about using merchandising funds for research at private companies and for university laboratory equipment. He said it also was suggested that he had a conflict of interest for investing in biodiesel facilities that make soy-based fuel. Soybean organization members declined to release the audit. Forecasters are urging Missourians to brace for a wicked round of winter weather that's about to hit. The National Weather Service said today that a winter storm could dump nearly a foot of snow on the St. Louis region over the weekend. Bitter cold is coming too, with readings well below zero Sunday night and Monday night. Wind chills could reach as low as minus 35 degrees. Rain will turn into snow starting Saturday, and it will continue into Sunday. Several inches are also possible in southern Missouri, and about 5 inches is projected in mid-Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.